Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. It is a great sin for the Jews' aircraft to cross the airspace of the regimes to bomb Iran and return safely without being intercepted by these regimes, even by a single shot. Trump stated in a post on the Truth Social platform, quote, Iran and Israel should make a deal and will make a deal, just like I got India and Pakistan to make. He continued, quote, likewise, we will have peace soon between Israel and Iran. Many calls and meetings now taking place. Sky News, June 15, 2025. On Sunday, a spokesperson for the Jewish entity's military said via X platform that, quote, Israel issued a warning to Iranians living near nuclear reactors in Iran to evacuate their homes, end quote. Meanwhile, an, quote, Israeli military spokesperson said that the army bombed a nuclear facility in the city of Isfahan, central Iran. Since dawn on Sunday, Iran began launching new rounds of missiles at targets inside, quote, Israel, causing deaths and dozens of injuries and causing significant destruction to homes and buildings. In response, Tehran has been subjected to, quote, Israeli attacks. Al Jazeera, June 15, 2025. The Jewish entity announced on Saturday, June 14, 2025, that 9 scientists and experts in the Iranian nuclear program were killed during its raids on the country, thus raising the previously announced death toll. They are Ali Bakhoi Karimi, Mansour Askari, and Saeed Borji, who are experts in mechanics, physics, and materials engineering, respectively, in raids on Friday, according to the army. This came in an announcement confirmed by the semi-official Iranian Tasnim news agency. The Jewish entity had launched, quote, an unprecedented attack on Iran at dawn on Friday, June 13, 2025, targeting the heart of the Iranian nuclear program and senior military leaders, while Iran confirmed that it launched hundreds of missiles on Friday evening at the beginning of its response to, quote, Israel. CNN, June 14, 2025. Immediately after the Jewish attack, U.S. President Donald Trump declared on Friday, June 13, 2025, quote, the Israeli attack on Iran has been excellent, calling on it to conclude an agreement on its nuclear program. In response to a question from ABC, quote, is there an American role in the attack on Iran? He said, quote, I don't want to answer that. He said on Truth Social platform, quote, Iran must make a deal before there is nothing left and save what was once known as the Iranian Empire. He added that he warned Tehran that, quote, the United States makes the best and most lethal military equipment anywhere in the world by far. Israel has a lot of it, with much more to come, and they know how to use it, end quote. In similar statements, Trump said, quote, today is day 61. I told them what to do, but they just couldn't get there. Now they have perhaps a second chance, end quote. Al Jazeera, June 13, 2025. By contemplating these events, the following becomes clear. One, it is clear from these events that the Jews did not attack Iran except at the behest of Trump's America. As his statements clearly state this, this is certain and expected, for the Jews have no power on their own, nor are they capable of fighting. Allah, the Almighty, the Exalted, is most truthful. لَنْ يَضُرُّوكُمْ إِلَّا أَذَى وَإِنْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارَ ثُمَّ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمِ الذِّلَّةُ أَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُوا إِلَّا بِحَبْلٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَحَبْلٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَسْكَنَةِ. They can never inflict harm on you except a little annoyance, but if they meet you in battle, they will flee and they will have no helpers. They will be stricken with disgrace wherever they go, unless they are protected by a covenant with Allah or a treaty with the people. They have invited the displeasure of Allah and have been branded with misery. Ali Imran 1:11 to 1:12. Thus, since their earliest ages, They have cut off the rope of Allah after the times of their prophets, and they are the same in the modern era. As Britain adopted them since the First World War, then they moved to the embrace of America after the Second World War. All their wars speak of that, for they are by the rope of the people. Trump's support for them in their attack on Iran is clear from Trump's statements above to anyone who has a heart or who listens attentively. 2. Then what is greater than this and more disastrous and bitter is that the planes of the Jews cross the airspace of the ruling regimes in the Muslim countries surrounding the Jewish entity, which destroyed and killed while in Iran, then returned to the occupied land in security and peace. Not a single shot was fired at these planes by the rulers around them in Sham, Iraq, Egypt, Turkey, and from everywhere. Thus, they transgress an attack, being safe, going and returning, and the rulers in the Muslim countries watched what was happening without moving. They forgot or pretended to forget the consequences of the crime of their silence. سَيُصِيبُ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا صَغَائِرٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَعَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَمْكُرُونَ. The wicked will soon be overwhelmed by humiliation from Allah and a severe punishment for their evil plots. Al-An'am 124. It is a grave sin that the Jewish planes cross the airspace of the agent rulers, carry out their attacks, and return without being intercepted by any of these rulers. 3. Every sane person realizes that the best means of defense against the Jews is attack. The Jews have been threatening Iran for a long time, especially in recent days. Trump even hinted and even declared that the Jews would attack Iran's nuclear facilities. However, Iran did not launch an offensive response against the Jews. In defense of Iran and to ward off these threats from America and the Jews, this is truly astonishing. Iran remained silent until its facilities were attacked and its scientists were killed, and then it began to respond. Despite all of the successive attacks, Trump continues to declare, likewise, we will have peace soon between Israel and Iran. Many calls and meetings now taking place. End quote. Sky News, June 15, 2025. We warn against this war leading to any peace with the Jewish entity. Rather, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِمَّا تَثْقَفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْحَرْبِ فَشَرِّدْ بِهِمْ مَنْ خَلْفَهُمْ. If you ever encounter them in battle, make a fearsome example of them, so perhaps those who would follow them may be deterred. Al-Anfal 57. 4. But what is truly heartbreaking are the Rawaybida, insignificant, ignorant rulers in Muslim countries, especially those surrounding the Jewish entity occupying Palestine. They surround them, so how can they not see the Jewish planes crossing over their heads, bombing Muslim countries, and returning safe and secure without a single shot being fired? Rather, they are as if they are a neutral party observing what is happening, as if they are in some faraway land, not in Muslim lands. These rulers are in a state of demise, and that is not surprising, as they are at the beck and call of the kafir, disbelieving colonialist countries, especially America. They say what they say and do what they want. They justify inaction and sanctify borders, and they forget or pretend to forget that the lands of Muslims are one, whether they are in the farthest part of the earth or the nearest, and that the peace of the believers is one, and their war is one. It is not right that they are divided by their schools of Islamic thoughts, as long as they are Muslims, as they are one ummah. إِنْ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ. O prophets, indeed this religion of yours is only one, and I am your Lord, so worship me alone. Al-Anbiya 92. How can enemy aircraft fly over the airspace of the rulers in Muslim countries and bomb another Muslim country while they remain silent? The most exemplary of these is the way of those who watch enemy aircraft coming and going as if they are neutral or closer to the Jews. Moreover, even though these rulers hear Trump's statement, not his hints that the Jewish entities fighting with the rope from America support its orders and its weapons, yet none of them dares to sever relations with America at the very least. أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Evil indeed is their judgment. An-Nahl 59. 5. Despite all this, these Ruwaybida, insignificant ignorant rulers, will disappear, and the Islamic State, the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, will return as the first state in the world, spreading goodness in it. Allah willing. Fighting the Jews and removing their occupation will happen. Allah willing. As the truthful, the trusted one, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said in Musnad Ahmad on the authority of Hudhayfa, ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةً عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ النُّبُوَّةِ. Then there will be a khilafah, caliphate, on the method of prophethood. Likewise, Al-Bukhari extracted on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with them both, who said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, تُقَاتِلُكُمُ الْيَهُودِ فَتُسَلَّطُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The Jews will fight you. You will gain such control over them. It was also narrated by Muslim with the wording on the authority of Ibn Umar on the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, لَتُقَاتِلَنَّ الْيَهُودِ فَلَتَقْتُلَنَّهُمْ. You shall fight the Jews. You will kill them. Then the earth will shine with Allah's victory, the strong, the mighty, the wise. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَى السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. Surely in this is a reminder for whoever has a mindful heart and lends an attentive ear. Qaf 37. In conclusion, Hizb al-Tahrir, the pioneer who does not lie to his people, calls upon you to support it and work with it to restore the Khilafah Rashida once again, so that Islam and its people will be honored and disbelief, kufr, and its people will be humiliated, and that will be the great victory. وَيَوْمَ إِذِي يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. And on that day, the believers will rejoice at the victory willed by Allah. He gives victory to whoever He wills, for He is the Almighty, Most Merciful. Ar-Rum 4 and 5. Hizb al-Tahrir.